Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about calming anxiety with a mindful walk. This is a great way to get outside in nature, to get your body moving and your blood flowing, and actually calm your anxiety. I hope that this will be really helpful for most of you. Now, let's see what we are talking about in today's show is really kind of easy to do and really helpful and fun. And why? You know why? Often we think things have to be difficult. I'll include myself in there. Sometimes I even make things bigger than they are rather than just going and doing it, spending too much time thinking about things. So let's see if you might not want to give this mindful walk a try in your own life. And why would you really want to do this? What happens when we take ourselves out of our own little universe every once in a while? Take ourselves out of our mind where the thoughts can spin. We tend to be fixated on our own personal concerns and problems and not have much regard for all the other things that are going on around us. So getting out and experiencing some mindfulness outside of our regular routine can jolt us out of being self-focused, letting our own anxious thoughts stay in the spin cycle. It can actually begin to stir feelings of wonder and inspiration in us when we are getting ourselves out of our regular routine by simply taking a mindful walk. It helps to remind us that we're part of something larger than ourselves. And this is really so important. We can get stuck in anxious thoughts that keep us focused on ourselves. Experiencing this kind of walk may seem like something that requires you to go somewhere fancy or to put on some special gear, but nothing like that is required. You can do this so close to home or work. You just need to seek out the time and the space and start to notice what's around you when you are out there. So how do we actually do this kind of mindful wandering walk? It's kind of like just being open to the experience that's around you in your environment versus spending your focus and your energy on the thoughts that are going through your head. And we can get into this sense of wonder almost anywhere. You can turn the mundane experience into an experience of inspiration and, like I said, wonder. It's most likely to occur in places that are nature-like. It happens very easily in nature. And that includes like physical vastness. And another thing that's really helpful is novelty, something that is different and new for you. So again, this can be a natural setting. It can be a hiking trail with trees, or it can be in the city. It can be an urban setting. And you can look up at the sky, find a place where you can walk and occasionally let your eyes see the vast open space of the sky. If you can't see a large other natural forms such as fields or beaches or oceans, but just being even in the woods, the vastness of the trees almost looking never ending from where you stand, we can begin to feel that we are much smaller and we are a part of all of this. Again, getting to a new place can be helpful, but don't let that hold you back. I'd like to offer that you can see an old place with new eyes. No matter where you are, the key is to be in a frame of mind that is different, that is not your usual worrying and paying attention to your thoughts. This getting outside and being in a mindful state is designed to help you turn a regular day into a day of wonder with even only a short walk. Like I said, no special gear is required. You don't have to make a plane reservation to get there. And you can just spend the amount of time that you have going for a mindful walk. Now, the mindfulness piece is about being mindful of your environment on this walk. So you want to turn off your cell phone. Really, see if you can't turn your cell phone off for a 10-minute walk. That will only distract you and keep you from being inspired by what is around you. So during your walk, try to approach what you see with, like I said, fresh eyes, imagining that you are seeing it for the first time. You want to pay attention to your breath as you're breathing in, and you want to pay attention to your exhale. See if you can't let the exhale relax a little bit and go a little bit longer and slower, and check in with your breath here and there as you are out on your walk. Feel your feet on the ground and listen to the surrounding sounds. I remember this very clearly. Sounds that I don't have as I walk here in Hawaii that I had very, very clear memories of in New York when I would walk in the snow, the never-ending snow of central New York winters. Just the sound of the snow crunching under your feet. It changes day by day, but it's a very distinct and memorable sound. Shift your awareness now so that you're open to what's around you. Let things be what they are. See if things are unexpected or any surprises. See if there is some delight or something that is awesome. Maybe something will really inspire you. Let your attention be open as you're exploring with your eyes and ears, all your senses. Feel the air. See if you can be inspired by what you are experiencing with your senses. Notice what you smell. Notice the patterns of light alone can be really awesome. Let your attention move from the vast to the small. Go from the big sky to the small details in the sidewalk. Continue your walk, and every once in a while, like I said, check in with your breath and bring your attention to if it is slowed, if it is more relaxed, maybe it is deeper and more vibrant because you're walking at a pace that's requiring that. Pay attention to how it's changed, just as you pay attention to the sounds and the smells and the other sensations that are around you in your awareness, usually things that you would not notice. Once you get in the habit of taking walks like this, you may be struck by how frequently you have opportunities to experience mindfulness in your regular daily life. What this does is it trains us to be able to see purposefully when we're on our mindful walk. We see things, smell things, hear things, and then that gets like the muscle of the mindfulness working, and we begin to notice these things even in our regular daily life. This brings us to a sense of a broader connection to the world around us, not just to ourselves and our thinking, the thinking mind. So this sense of broader connection and purpose can help to lift your mood and improve your happiness and take you like on a vacation from the spin cycle of the anxious mind. It can also make people begin to feel more generous, more happy, more compassionate. So I hope that you will pay attention to how this works in your life. Are you noticing any changes like this? Notice and put it in your journal. If we don't pay attention to these practices and how they are helping us, how they are changing us, we may forget to do them. We may let them drop off. You hear me talk about it here on the show, and then you go on about your day, and maybe you never even pick it up once. So write it down in your calendar today after you listen to this episode. Write it down. Make yourself an appointment to go on a mindful walk with yourself, a calming, mindful walk that is going to bring down the nagging anxiety thoughts, because you can't be paying attention to both things at once. So give yourself a break, a little mini vacation of 10 minutes of a mindful walk in a new environment or in an old environment with new eyes. There is so much for us to find when we are out there in the world and paying attention. We're out in the world, we're in our homes, even often we're out in nature, and we're still using our focus to our thoughts and our cycle of anxious thinking. We have to make an effort to change that. And one of the greatest ways to change it is to get out of your environment, push away from the desk, get away from the house for a moment, 10 minutes, and walk mindfully, absorbing everything that's around you as if you are seeing it for the first time. Why not? Why not bring no cost, very little effort, joy into your day that can calm your nervous system and let you have a much easier time of the rest of your day? You may even get hooked on these. I hope if this is helping you that you'll send me an email and let me know how you're doing with your own mindful walk to calm your anxiety. I look forward to hearing from you. And now for today's quote. Wandering reestablishes the original harmony which once existed between man and the universe. And that's from Anatoly France. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.